Chapter 2. Instructions from a Ghost. The retiring managers gave the new managers, Mr. Richard and Mr. Moncharmin, the theater keys and some very strange instructions. Mr. Pollini showed them a book of rules. It contained a paragraph in red ink. 5. The manager will pay a monthly allowance of 20,000 francs to the opera ghost, or 240,000 francs a year.
To a ghost? Asked Richard.
There is more, replied Pollini, turning to another paragraph also written in red ink. Box 5 on the grand tier shall be made available to the opera ghost for every performance. Richard and Moncharmin were convinced that Pollini and Debienne were playing a joke, but the older managers appeared serious.
It's such a lot of money, said Mr. Pollini with a straight face. It's why we must retire.
Yes, said Mr. Debienne. We can't afford to work for the ghost anymore.
You should have called the police when he visited his box, commented Richard.
We have never seen him in his box, they cried.
Then sell it.
Sell OG's box?
Well, gentlemen, try it.
And so the new managers sold the box. The following Saturday they received a letter.
My dear managers, is it to be war between us? If you care for peace, this is what you must do. 1. Give me back my private box. Do not sell it to others. 2. Let Christine Daae sing the part of Margarita this evening. Carlotta will be ill. 3. Give Mrs. Geary a letter stating that you accept my terms of payment. O.G.
What is this? Are the old managers still playing their ghost joke on us? It isn't funny, shouted Richard. We'll show them. You and I will sit in the box tonight.
At that moment, the door opened. It was Mrs. Geary, the Box 5 box keeper.
I beg your pardon, but I got a letter from the opera ghost telling me to come to you.
Richard had heard enough talk of ghosts and kicked the box keeper out of his office. About the same time, Carlotta, the opera's principal singer, was reading a letter written in red ink. It said, If you appear tonight, something will happen at the moment you open your mouth to sing. Something worse than death. It was not the first letter of the kind that Carlotta had received, and she did not take it seriously. At 5 o'clock, a second letter in the same hand as the first was delivered. It was short and said simply, You have a bad cold. If you are wise, you will not sing tonight. Carlotta ignored it and went to the opera as usual, keeping an eye out for any sign of trouble. The first act passed without incident. Between acts, the two managers went down to the foyer to check on things, and they then returned to the box. The first thing they saw on entering the box was a box of candies on the little shelf. They asked the box keepers who had put them there, but no one knew. Just then, Carlotta made her entrance. But instead of her beautiful voice, all that came out was a croak. She tried again and repeated loudly,
Croak!
In Box 5, Moncharmin and Richard turned very pale. Moncharmin's hair stood on end. Richard felt a chill. The ghost was there. They felt his presence without seeing him. They heard his breath. And on stage, their star singer was croaking,
Croak!
The two managers slipped down in their chairs. Then they heard a voice. She is singing tonight to bring the chandelier down, the voice whispered in their ears. In horror, they saw the chandelier slip from the ceiling and fall into the middle of the audience.